This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The University of Maryland has just announced a student snitch network. They call it the Anti-Bias Team or something, Anti-Bias Task Force, I think. And it's made up of students and faculty whose job is to eavesdrop on other students' conversations all over campus and report them to the college administrators if they speak words of bias. Now, what is bias? I mean, before we get into the parallels of this with the Third Reich and the brown shirts and all of that, what is bias according to a radical left-wing college campus? Well, bias is anything that the left doesn't agree with. So you can, of course, you can attack Donald Trump. You can call for the killing of Donald Trump on a college campus, and that's not considered bias or even hate speech or anything. That's just considered resistance, I guess. But if you say something like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be killing third-term babies who are born partially alive and then chop off their heads and harvest their organs. If you say that, then you're accused of being anti-woman somehow, which makes no sense, of course. Or if you say that you don't believe that transgenderism allows a biological man to transform into a woman, then all of a sudden, oh my God, that's bias. Total bias. But if you were to say that you think people should kill white people and that white people should be exterminated and there should be mass genocide against whites, that's not considered bias on college campuses. That's just considered the way things ought to be. That's considered normal. That's loving tolerance speech right there, you see. So intolerance against certain groups, Republicans or white people or Donald Trump or gun owners or Christians or whatever, intolerance and hate against those people, that's not considered bias. That's just considered normal on these insane, delusional left-wing campuses. But if you dare say something against someone who's gay or someone who's transgender or someone who's female or someone who's dark-skinned or Mexican or Muslim or whatever, then that is, oh my God, that's a thought crime. That has to be punished. That has to be reported to the authorities. And you're going to get kicked off of campus, expelled from the school, because schools have to be safe spaces for tolerance. So I'm hoping you understand exactly how fascist this whole system is and how the insane, intolerant left has now devolved into a kind of like a politically correct Stasi secret police organization that is censoring everybody for anything that doesn't conform to the narratives of the insane left. And this is not just happening on campuses. It's also happening at Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the tech giants. They are now censoring people who have perfectly reasonable ideas and perfectly reasonable criticisms of, let's say, President Obama, who did a lot of criminal actions during his presidency, including laundering billions of dollars and flying it in cash and handing it over to Iran so they can build nuclear weapons to destabilize the Middle East. I mean, Obama did that, among many other things. That's not what this podcast is about, so I dare not open that Pandora's box. It's a big list inside. Anyway, if you criticize Obama, you're considered intolerant. If you criticize Hillary Clinton, oh, you're intolerant. You must hate women. If you criticize Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, a transgender man, then, oh, you're intolerant. You're intolerant. But if you criticize Trump, you're patriotic. So what the left really wants is just all of their approved hate speech. The left wants a totalitarian society that they control. As long as they control the fascism, then they call it tolerance. And it's being trained now. It's being indoctrinated into the minds of students on college campuses all across the country. And in effect, the radical left has turned colleges and universities into basically what you got to call like left-wing terrorist training camps for a future uprising and a mass violent cultural revolution. They want to have a purge of all conservatives. They want to murder and kill conservatives. This is what they openly advocate at Berkeley, for example, when they call for the killing of Ann Coulter or Milo Yiannopoulos or other conservative speakers that might dare go to California and try to speak at a university. You know, the left is using universities as militant future terrorist training grounds. That's what they have become. Because they're not teaching students in many cases, not in all cases, but in many cases, they're not teaching any actual practical skills anymore. They're studying, you know, gender studies and women's studies and social justice warrior 101 and what have you. They're not learning, you know, mathematics and history and chemistry and economics and all of these things anymore. They're just studying these nonsense made up constructs of the left, like gender studies and social sciences studies and social justice warrior studies. And so they're not learning practical skills, which is why they don't have jobs anymore when they get out of college. Who's going to hire these kids? I wouldn't hire them. They have nothing to offer an employer. In fact, all they want to do is be totalitarian fascists and bully everybody and intimidate everybody and eventually run the country into the ground under some weird twisted form of left-wing communism combined with fascism. I mean, that's their utopia. It's a totalitarian regime that they run in their minds. That's their utopia. That's what they want. And the colleges are just training grounds for that. And that's where they're practicing the bullying and practicing the intimidation and the violence and the screaming. I mean, you've got groups at some of these college campuses that literally seize campus buildings and then they issue lists of demands to the administrators. I think an African-American group did this at one college. And they seized the buildings and they made a list of demands. The administration, of course, immediately broke down and gave them complete acquiescence to all the demands. So the group said, well, okay, we're going to seize more buildings unless you meet these other demands. So they're becoming terrorist organizations. They're using those kinds of tactics. And this is what our youth are now being taught at college campuses. And I saw there was a recent story. One college is literally teaching a course now called exterminating white people or something. It's like the elimination of whites from society and why that's a valid concept that's being taught at a university in America now, not the University of Maryland, because that's where you have the snitch, the secret student police snitch network now, the anti-bias task force that's going to report on other students who might have thought crimes, you know, speech crimes. Oh my God, you made a joke about abortion or you made a comment that wasn't tolerant of certain groups of people. Oh my God, you're eating a burrito. You are exploiting Latino culture. How dare you eat a burrito? You can't eat a burrito unless you're Latino person. This is weird, stupid, insane intolerance now. There were two white women that ran a burrito food truck. And they got run out of business. I think it was in California. They got run out of business because they were white and they were expropriating the Latino culture by selling burritos. And colleges, you can't even have Halloween costume parties anymore if you show up in a sombrero or a Mexican-looking mustache. All of a sudden, you're a racist. Hey, maybe you were celebrating Mexican culture. I mean, you can't even have like Mexican food day anymore in the cafeterias because, oh, that's racism. These people are so insane. Their intolerance is epic. And they don't realize they are the intolerant ones, but they want to call everybody else in the world intolerant when they are the fascists. They're the brown shirts. They're recreating the Third Reich and all of the intolerance and all the violence and genocide that goes with it. So that's what's happening on college campuses today. Or campi, if you want to use the correct plural form. That's what's happening on college campi today. There, how's that? If you have children, do not send them to college at this point. It's insane. It's become insane. I mean, I graduated from college, but if I had kids, I would not send them there today. No way. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.